We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Australia will stamp out bullying, abuse and misconduct in all levels of sport with world-class safety and integrity measures ready to support the next generation of athletes from the playground to the podium. A revamped and bolstered hotline to receive complaints, including anonymously, will go live in late January and will be available to anyone in the sports ecosystem, including parents, coaches, volunteers and athletes. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Taxi drivers who flout the law by refusing to use their meters and demand fixed prices from customers will be in the sights of the industry watchdog in an unprecedented New Year's Eve blitz. Spurred on by a landslide of complaints to taxi industry hotlines set up a month ago, the point-to-point commissioner, the New South Wales government's taxi and rideshare regulator, will have the most officers in its history on the beat, eyeing off any New Year's Eve transgressions by drivers. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Novak Djokovic says he holds no grudges but can't forget the vaccination saga, which saw him deported just days before the start of this year's Australian Open. Djokovic landed in the country on Tuesday ahead of the Adelaide International, which kicks off on January 1st, before he makes his way to Melbourne to compete in the 2023 Open tournament. And Aussies could be nursing a New Year hangover from the frenetic spending led by a big leap of department stores, cafes and restaurants, with some viewing the big hike in retail spending as the last hurrah before the reality of higher interest rates and spiking energy bills hits households. Latest data collected by the Australian Retailers Association and Westpac Bank show a festive season spending splurge that defied all expectations, reaching a record-breaking $74.5 billion, up 8.6% on last year. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.